Oz announces 160 more drugs being added to Trump Rx. By Nick Gilbertson on June 2, 2026. Washington, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz announced on Tuesday that 160 more drugs are being added to the Trump Rx website, where Americans can purchase discounted prescriptions and compare prices. Oz told reporters during Tuesday's White House press briefing, where he stood in for Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, that the additions will now bring the total number of prescriptions offered via TrumpRx.com to more than 750. "I've got an announcement that today we are adding 160 more drugs to this site. Now, the site already has 600 or so drugs, so it's going to take it over 750 total," Oz said. Oz said that Americans will have the opportunity to ensure they get the best price on 80% of prescriptions they regularly pick up at drugstores, with Trump Rx now offering 750 drugs. "So, it's a transparency site. It gives everybody the ability to make important decisions about medications they're purchasing with full knowledge of what the cost of those medications are. And that's important because transparency drives cost-effective changes in how we procure and consume products," he said. The announcement comes just weeks after TrumpRx began offering 600 generic drugs. "In the 2 weeks since we did the last event with the president on this topic, we've now up to about 12 million unique visitors to the site. Estimated savings are about $500 million and again climbing rapidly as more Americans learn about the program," he said. "It is our great hope and belief that the average American, before they make a purchasing decision for a pharmaceutical product, we'll start using TrumpRx.gov as a standard. Americans can claim coupons on the website to take advantage of the most favored nation's deals with leading pharmaceutical companies that the president struck beginning last fall." Oz also noted on Tuesday that Medicare beneficiaries will be able to obtain GLP-1 weight loss drugs for $50 per month starting July 1.